Smoke, Chiba, Chiba, smoke, Chiba, Chiba.
Oh.
I can't hit that.
Yes,
you can. I can't, not today, though.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Lights, Camera,
Cocktails.
It's on and popping. We're in that place where we pair amazing movies
with amazing cocktails.
Yes, we do. And we got an amazing cocktail today.
I am so ready to drink, y'all.
You got fruit in my drink?
Yes.
You thought of me.
I did. I thought of you hard because it is April, which is 420 month here.
Yes, it is. Welcome to 420 month, people.
Burr, burr, burr.
We are excited. We are not high, but
I'm high.
Maybe. Oh, she is. That's true.
I'm high. Smoke Chiba Chiba. Smoke Chiba Chiba. Yeah. So, it was hard to find a drink because all the drinks that were inspired by names that would work with this movie all had marijuana in it. And because you can barely hang out and drink with me, I knew that I couldn't have weed in it.
Why are you going to put my business out on the street like that?
They know. They see you.
They know I can't drink. They don't know I can't smoke.
They know.
I can't smoke.
You can't smoke. I can smoke.
I don't smoke.
So I looked around for some drinks, and I kind of made up one.
You made up one?
Yeah.
What are we calling this?
This is called the Hennessy Playa. You like that?
I do like that.
We're a little classy.
The Hennessy Playa.
And we're players. All right. So,
I mean, I don't know if I would ever see a pimp drinking all of this, but, you know.
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It's usually just stick to that yak.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. Okay, hold on. I'm so ready to
drink. But that's not the movie we're doing today.
Let's talk about this.
Okay.
So you're going to do 1.5 ounce of Hennessy, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, fresh lemon juice. You're going to do 4 to 5 blackberries is what the recipe called for.
Got you.
But I did blackberry and raspberries.
I love blackberries.
Yes. And you're going to muddle them into your shaker. And you're going to add, I got the muddler right there.
I had my coffee. Let's go.
And then you're going to put some simple syrup in there. And the simple syrup that I put in there was one made by your friend, the spice simple syrup.
Ooh, okay.
So it's going to have a little spice in it.
Shout out to Mr. Daniel. Thank you for that simple syrup.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to shake it all up, put it in a rocks glass, and you're going to top it with a dash of berry liqueur. And so we have raspberry liqueur for
raspberry
that.
Raspberry liqueur.
And then you're going to top it with a lemon wedge. Is that what it's called? Like a little lemon wedge.
Yes, a little.
And
lemon wedge.
Yeah, a little lemon wedge. And I put raspberry and blackberry on top. So that
raspberry liqueur usually delivers a nice drink.
It does. So I'm excited about this. I had blackberry too, but not as much as I had raspberry. So I put the raspberry.
Okay, I got you.
Cheers. So here we go. Cheers. Smashly, you can drink it now.
Drink. Smashly is already in the building. I'm sorry, did I steal that from you? You could say it.
Smashly in the motherfucking building. Bah, bah, bah.
Hi, babe.
Oh, that is...
This tastes really good.
That's not giving me a headache.
I like it.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
I like it. It's good.
It has a little punch.
She doesn't do sugary drinks as well as we do.
I know. So bring it over here when you're done.
You weren't raised on Kool-Aid, babe. You got to drink more Kool-Aid. Get your tolerance
that
up.
That is so good. I like that.
That's nice.
You can taste that lemon. Nice, yeah, you can taste that lemon. And I did the fancy where you take the lemon wedge and you put it around the rim of the glass.
Look
to get this.
You.
Yeah.
We haven't rimmed a glass in a while.
Yeah, so I did that.
That sounded a little dirty, but...
It did. Okay. I was going to go past that.
It's fine. It's fine.
So are you ready for a little herstory now that we got our drink?
Herstory on the Hennessy Player, because I'm pretty sure there is no herstory as you just invented it.
I did. But
we've never had Hennessy.
We have not had Hennessy or any cognac. So this is a first for us.
I almost spilled my yak on this $500 suit. Come on, baby. Get it together.
So cognac is... Do you know what cognac is?
It's good.
Yes. Yes, it is. That was a perfect answer, though, by the way.
You caught me simping.
Simping.
I'm talking about pimping.
We're going to get out of hand today, people.
Okay, so cognac is a brandy that's made in Cognac, France.
Okay.
So it's a fancy brandy.
It's a French drink. Okay.
But we today are drinking Hennessy, which is big in Black culture.
Yes, as it is.
Spirit that we like to drink. Mm-hmm. I am personally not.
I mean, cognac in general.
Cognac in general, but Henny is...
Usually it's Crown, but...
No, Crown Royal's just whiskey.
It's not?
It's not. It's whiskey.
I always thought it was cognac.
It's Canadian whiskey.
Oh, okay.
I know that because I love me some
the
Crown.
The more you know.
Mm-hmm. I love me some Crown, so I know. So Hennessy, it's actually a person.
Is it?
So Hennessy.
And we're not just talking about little babies in the ghetto?
No, I'm talking about this. Hennessy has been around since, what's the bottle say? 1765.
Okay.
So we're going back, way back.
How far are we going back?
Back in the day.
Back in the time.
Okay, so Hennessy was created by Richard Hennessy, and he was an Irishman.
An Irishman.
Yes, and he was born into a aristocratic family in the...
Rich.
Yep, 1724. And his family, like a lot of them, moved to different parts of Europe. And he even fought for King Louis...
Henry. Louis?
Louis the Five. Second. What's the V?
The V is 10, I believe. No, the X is 10. The V...
No, X is...
X is 10.
Okay, X is 10 and V is 5. So 25?
Sure.
I look dumb. All right. Come on now. So I don't know if that's 25? All it was.
No, if there's
15.
Louis the 15th.
15th.
Let's say Louis the 15th. If it's a 10, if it's an X and a V, then it is technically, I believe, 15. I don't know. I got to relook at the Rockies. I never learned them.
Okay. So
fact check.
So he fought for him in his army, and then he...
Did he really fight, though?
I don't know. He's an aristocrat. He's an aristocrat.
Who was hanging out behind the cannons saying, his picture, send in the cavalry.
Yeah, his picture that I saw, he looked very dapper and rich. Not like he was. He was not on the front line.
Many a tuxedo night.
Yes. Yes. Very. And so he founded Hennessy in 1765, like I said. But him... Richard started with his cousin James Hennessy, and they started working in the trading business. And they were trading with Europe and all over, and they found out that alcohol trading was booming. Mm. So they got into that, and he started making this cognac. And it is now one of the biggest cognac distributor worldwide.
Yes, it is.
So, and it has so many different layers of low brand cognac to like high brand cognac. Hennessy does.
Hennessy, just strictly Hennessy, yeah. Has different
like some,
levels.
Some of their bottles are like $500 if you want it with. Yeah. Ooh. So that's a little herstory on Mr. Richard Hennessy.
I get you $500 bottle of Hennessy one day.
I want a...
Bitch, you know what I want.
I want some Cristal. That's
you
what I want.
You want to talk to Samson.
I want Cristal. I've had Dom Perignon, but I've not had Cristal. Mm. So that is what I want. Okay, so you want me to tell everybody what? I picked
yes.
this week.
Check. Yes.
I picked How High.
Can you go?
I can get real high.
I know you can.
So high that I could kiss the sky. Sky. So yeah, How High, nice little stoner movie for us to start it off.
Yes, it is. We're starting off.
Off
420 month with How High. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. I really like this one.
You want me to hit you with the stats?
Hit me with the stats.
All right, so this movie came out December 21st, 2001.
Is that old?
December, do you think? Like, that's not even a day, a month.
I mean, a Christmas movie, too?
Dropped it in, like, very close to Christmas.
Yeah.
And, yeah, 2001.
Okay.
And its budget was $12 million, which in today's money is $17 million. And it made $31 million, which in today's money is $44 million. So it did some good. It did good. And it is a staple... Stoner movie.
Yes, absolutely it is.
Yes. So are you ready?
Red Man, Method Man, M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Dude.
Are you ready for the Rotten Tomatoes?
Sure.
Okay, critics.
It doesn't look like I'm ready.
Critics.
Oh, shit. I mean, I love this movie, so I don't care what they have to say.
26%.
Motherfuckers.
Okay, the audience gave it 79%.
Yeah, there you
so
go.
So they're you, closer to members. What I would give
thank
it to.
Thank you, stoners, for not being lazy and casting your vote.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, yeah, that's the stats on How High.
Okay. I like that. I do. Honestly, that's. I hate that the critics gave it such a low rating. I mean, it's a goofball comedy.
Yeah, but it has some funny shit in it.
It absolutely has some funny shit in there. You got some great actors before they were well-known actors in this movie.
And just great.
At the time, just a lot of up-and-comers.
Yeah. Okay, so let me just run it down for my non-potheads out there. Smashley, who have never seen this until now.
Yet she enjoyed it thoroughly.
But she did like it. So
yes, she did.
It is a story about Silas and Jamal. They're two stoner slackers.
Man, that shit smell good as hell, dog. I'm Jamal.
Peace, Silas.
Silas, he is a botany fanatic, I guess. Or
enthusiast, you might say.
Who finds different strands of weed to help out people for their stuff.
And he's got skills.
Would
this help my drill sergeant stand at attention?
No, but it'll make you forget your drill sergeant don't stand at attention. Blaze 2, get at me in the morning.
Peace.
I love it. Okay, so he has a friend named Ivory.
I was like, what?
Oh, who encourages him to...
Ivory.
To
with that mark of Buddha.
Go to take his THCs. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did notice that. I found it quite funny.
Instead of his SATs. His
THCs. Little play on words, the THCs is what you gotta pass in order to get into college.
Yes. And Redman's character, Jamal, is a 6-year student at 2-year community college living with his mama, getting arrested.
Oh, my gosh.
She say, you got to go and take your THCs, and you going to get into college or I'm kicking you out.
Mm-hmm. Is that all,
mama? Wash your ass.
Wash your nasty ass. Is that all, mama? Why you got to talk to me like that? Front of company.
These bitches ain't nobody. So they meet in the parking lot of the THCs.
That is a hell of a meet cute right there.
They need each other. Yes, they're yin to the yang. So they pull up next to each other and Jamal loses his weed.
Well, it's his fault.
He farts.
This fool farts in his car, and then he turns on the AC with his weed on the dashboard.
So it blows all over the place.
Yes, absolutely.
So he can't roll his blunt. Mm-hmm. And then we have Silas in the next car who has all his weed, but nothing to roll his blunt with.
Yeah.
And so they look at each other and they go,
got blunt? Got weed?
And they become fast friends.
Absolutely.
Smoking this Ivory weed. Oh, I forgot. Ivory dies.
That's true. Ivory dies a terrible death.
If I got hit by a bus tomorrow, I got your back, dog. If anything happened to me where I jumped out of a window and my head caught on fire, I got your back, dog.
Oh, my God.
Because he got turned down by a bitch who liked Kevin Costner.
Yeah, he did. Man, hold on now. I ran to dance with the wolves. I ran to fill the dreams.
Nika, you are a wolf. And then she runs
Nubian
off.
Nubian goddess. I'm going to take you off my buddy list, bitch.
I hope you get a virus. You and your computer. So he...
looked like a skid mark running from your face.
It's a skid mark, a Buddha. So he falls asleep.
Yes, he does.
Catches his dreads on fire.
He just got them put in.
Yep. And falls out the window. He survives, but then gets hit by a bus.
Yes.
And
dies. This is all a premonition. Yes. You know?
He did set himself up for this. Mm-hmm. He's like Tupac saying how he's going to die.
So, I wrote this a long time ago.
In 94. So, Silas takes his ashes and buries it into this weed plant. Yes, and grows the most amazing smelling weed ever. Damn, and when they smoke it, I didn't know you could stank so good. So when they smoke it, they can see him, ghost him, and he gives them the answers the THCs, and they can get into any college they want to, and they get into Harvard.
Which kind of confuses me. Like, how did he get all this knowledge? Just you die and you get all the knowledge of life, basically, I guess.
You sound like a critic that gives it 26%.
I mean, I can't. I'm not going to say that I'm going to give it an A+. You know.
I mean, there are some holes in the story.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. But it's. I mean, it's not meant to be perfect. It's a slapstick comedy.
So they go to Harvard and they shake shit up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
And that is...
They get straight A's, or they get perfect scores on their THCs.
Perfect scores. And yes. They both took two different tests.
Yes, absolutely. Then every school in the country wants them to go to their school.
Yes.
Harvard!
I fucks with you, which is the scene that you guys did last week.
Yes, we did. Shout out to Mr. Ken.
Yup, thank you for taking my spot.
Playing a great white man from Harvard.
I know, it was so fitting. All right, so are you ready for the completely made up drinking game?
I fucks with you.
Shit, I fucks with you too.
Is that good?
Yes, that's a yes.
Then we'll fox with each other.
We fox together.
And we'll fox with each other.
Okay. How hard was it making a drinking game up last week?
It wasn't too bad because I know the movie very well. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, what did you think of the drinking game?
It sounded good. I mean, I don't know the movie enough to...
For those that know the movie, it's very frequent. It wasn't too difficult. I did forget to add one. I wrote it down and I forgot to say it. Mm-hmm. It's basically like you gotta take a drink every time Kevin Costner calls somebody meat. He says that a lot in the whole movie. It's like a derogatory, disrespectful term.
It's piece of meat.
Well, more like fucking noob. You know what I mean? That's basically like 80s jargon or whatever.
All right. So here is the drinking game. Or, if you want to, the smoking game.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Right. So you take a puff every time.
So you take a puff or a sip when they smoke.
You high yet?
I don't know, man. Maybe not high enough.
Where the hell is he?
Maybe I ain't. Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
You take a puff or a sip, or both. If you do both. When I need money.
Drink and smoke responsibly.
Yes. When I need money shows up.
I need money.
I need money. He's a mute. When we first hooked up, he wrote on a slip of paper, I need money. I said, shit, me too. And we started making it together after that.
I said, shit, me too. Okay, you take one puff or sip when Silas says something intelligent. Which he does. He drops some knowledge on
him. Yes, he does.
Even on simple things like, peace.
Peace.
Peace can also be used interjectionally as a request, greeting, or farewell. So try to find another way to be an asshole if you don't know your grammar, that is. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Okay, so you take a puff or a sip when Ghost Ivory shows up.
Hey.
All right, and he shows up quite often.
Biggie and Pac, man, they throwing a party, man. Open bar all night, man. Yo, everything was cool, man, till Marvin Gaye came in there tripping.
Marvin Gaye?
Yeah.
You take a puff or a drink when Bart calls someone a black name, like Jimmy J or J-Rock. Anytime he just fucker. Doesn't say their name, he just says.
Oh, bitch.
But don't even think about it. You don't look like you could hang Jermaine. It's rowing, Jimmy Jam. This isn't basketball, J-Rock.
Some black name.
Okay.
You take a sip or a puff when Jamal barks. Which is one of Redman's stable.
Yes, it is.
So
okay.
That's why I had to add it. So you take a puff. Or
barks at the vice president's daughter.
Mm-hmm. He's like, arr, 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 arr. And he's all like walking down there. Uh-huh. Okay, so you take a puff or a sip when they say, get him.
Get him.
Get him.
Oh, green Jimmy the Cricket suit wearing ass motherfucker.
Get him.
Oh, short Colin Powell haircut having ass motherfucker.
Son, get him.
Little Angela Davis mustache.
All that. Ass every get him. They even have a get him at the end.
I was thinking of doing that, but it was just a little too much. And you weren't here.
I know. It's okay.
It's okay.
So you take a puff or a sip when you see or it is said, boo-foo.
Boo-foo.
By us.
Fuck you.
Which obviously is a play on words for FUBU, which is for us, by us.
Yes.
Which I mean, before the little Asian dude says, by us, fuck you, I just figured they just flipped it.
All right. So you finish a drink or you take that blunt to your head when the pigeons blow up. All over them.
But that they just won't shit. Yeah. They're gonna blow up.
So you're gonna also finish your blunt or your drink when I need money talks.
He finally, and he's an intelligent motherfucker too.
And I'm gonna say do it twice because he does have like, he says his first thing and then he does his like little gospel shit.
This motherfucker done messed up my shit. Back up!
What's his first one?
He'd be like, oh, you're fucking up my shit or something like that.
Oh, that's right. His jacket. Yeah, he does. Okay. My bad.
So we're gonna you're do right. Those. You got anything else to add?
What can we add to this? Anytime you can take a drink. I mean, I love a certain part in this movie that's just hilarious to me. But you could like finish your drink when the resident advisor's bike gets stolen.
Oh, my baby!
What's going on here?
He stole my baby! Stop! Yeah, I would also say,
or when the dean finally lets his black side out,
he's like, "Yeah, she fine, ain't she?
Fine, motherfucker, ain't she?"
Oh, I also like. I would also add anytime they're in class because it's always funny when they're in class.
They are all, yeah.
He's like, fuck that shit.
Why don't you walk out? Walk out on me, Whitey. Fucking punk.
Stand up for your rights. He's on up.
Okay. No, I think you did a good job with it.
And that is the completely made up drinking game. You're simping over there. I see you.
It's good.
It is good,
it's a
right?
Good drink. I like this.
You can kind of taste the cognac, but the fruit adds a nice little fruity. I do taste the spiced simple syrup.
This tiny, just tiny, tiny,
tiny bit, and I kind of liked it better.
You're
than,
getting good with your mixing.
Thank you. I look really am trying, you guys.
Get you a job.
Oh my god, please! I'd make like all the fucking show.
Tender.
Yep. So you need to holler at your friend because we're running low.
Oh damn. I guess we gotta have another party.
Ooh, that's so good.
Can we get it started?
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. I'm gonna eat some raspberries as you start.
Oh my god.
You want some raspberry or
so
blackberry?
How hot? What's that? No, I'm good. Watching my girlish figure. I'm not. I'm really not.
I really am not, but yeah. He is.
Always in. So we have our director. Funny, interesting coincidence. Our director is Jesse Dillon for this one. Jesse is a goofy looking white boy.
He is very good. Oh, I left my phone over. He is a very goofy white boy.
Yes, he is.
And do you want to know why he's a goofy looking white boy?
I know why he's a goofy white boy.
Oh, okay. Tell me then.
He's Bob Dylan's son.
He is Bob Dylan.
So he's got Bob Dylan's curly hair. And he got the glasses and everything. But, I mean, he can make a good movie.
His brother is Jacob Dylan, the singer of the band The Wallflowers. And he's not as goofy looking.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So, yeah.
Well, Jesse Dillon has a nice little track record. Go ahead and do your thing.
I'm going to do my thing.
He is responsible also for Will Ferrell's Kicking and Screaming.
I like that movie.
It wasn't too bad. As well as American Wedding, which might be my favorite American Pie movie. That one, you didn't like that one?
It was okay.
You were okay. I'm sorry. You might not.
Thank you. Shit. What the hell was that? Yeah, it was okay. I mean, I think I have to see it again, but yeah.
And he's done a hell of a lot of music videos since then. More recently, like he did Will I Am's Yes We Can in 2008. Right now, he's doing this TV special Live with John Legend, which I am very interested to see.
Give me some John Legend.
I love me some John Legend. It's my dude.
Yeah, he's done movies, documentaries, music videos, ads, and he is the founder and CEO of media production company Wonders. Wonder. The O'Neaters? No, I'm just joking.
Wait, what?
It is Wonders, but.
Wonders, okay.
But I would say no neaters from that thing you do.
Oh, okay.
They smelled it wonders.
Okay, I got you. You threw me off there for a minute.
Sorry. But yeah, so he has his own production company. Mm-hmm. And he's done some big campaigns for big ads.
Yes, he has. He does a lot of campaign ads. He's making that money.
Making that money. And he's not trying to make music, which is kind of cool. You think he would follow in his dad's footsteps like his brother. But he found his own.
Yeah, maybe he wants niche. To be his own man, you know.
Yeah, he's from Bob Dylan's first wife. I think her name was like Sarah or Susan or something.
I believe you're right.
I'm not a big Bob Dylan fan. I'm sorry, people out there who are.
I am.
Because I'd be mad if you were like.
Big fan of Bob Dylan's music, not so much of his concerts.
I mean, I'd be mad if you were like, oh, Paul McCartney's first wife was someone else and not Linda. Like, I'd be upset. Like, sure. I'd be like, oh, bitch, that's Linda. He has a whole song and album and shit about that bitch. I'm off task. I'm high. I'm really scatterbrained today.
It's okay. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. So he's done some stuff. He did the documentary, Yes, We Can, which is about Obama.
Oh, did he do that too?
So
I wonder if those like came as a pair. So like Will and Ann's Yes, We Can in congruency with the documentary. And that was kind of before Will.i.am was as big as he is now.
Well, I mean, he was still, at that time, he was in Black Eyed Peas. Sure. So it wasn't like.
I mean, yeah, but they didn't. Like, I didn't know his name in 2008.
Oh, I did.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Okay. I might have fallen out of touch by then.
It's okay.
But let's jump off with the cast. We're going to start with the white folks.
White people!
So, we're going to start with Mr. TJ Thine. So, he plays Gerald.
He fine.
No, he ain't.
He ain't fine, no. Who's he? Who's TJ Thine?
TJ Thine.
Oh, Thine.
Thine, yes.
Okay.
TJ Thine plays Gerald. Dude who gets his bike stolen.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
That's not yours.
Hey, guys.
Don't back up. My baby.
My baby.
I'm looking for the pot. I'm looking for the shrooms.
Looking for that X.
Shit.
We looking for that shit, too.
What are you talking about?
Same thing you're talking about.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. So, he did a great fucking job, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, he plays two opposite characters in this. He plays that goofy, straight-laced white boy. Like, our first introduction to him, he's giving a fake ticket to a bicycle rider.
Oh, you know who that guy is? He's from 30 Rock.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
The dude who wears the hats all the time.
I can't remember his name, but yeah, I did notice that.
Mm-hmm.
The dude just crumbles it up and throws it in his face. He's like, this ain't a real motherfucking ticket.
That'd be me. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Little flashlight cop. I'm a volunteer.
A volunteer this, bitch. And I would have thrown it at him.
And then he finds the ivory plant and just completely flips to just straight stoner.
I like where he's trying to hide it as a baby. He's like, oh, it's just a baby. And they're like, coochie, coochie, coochie.
This ain't no damn baby. What kind of shit is that hanging out the back?
I need to get her home.
Yeah, I just slapped him there.
So, yeah, he does a good job.
He did do a good job.
As narking, you know, but
I
not.
I should get a reward, like more of the ivy plant.
Yeah.
The fuck did you do to it?
He's all pissed. I like where he's, like, Ivory's trying to talk to him, and he's like, repeat what I say. He's like, repeat what I say. Hey, dog. Hey, dog. And he's off like that. Hey, dog.
I'm fading away. I'm fading away. Ivory, no.
Hey, dog.
TJ Thine has been in a number of things since then. Most popularly, he plays Jack Hodgins in Bones. So I want to say he was in every single
he's like the one
episode
of, the tech dude, right?
Of Bones. 245 episodes.
I don't even like that show, but
I never watched it, but big ups to him. Because you know he's got that syndication money by now. He doesn't have to do nothing anymore. You know, once you're an actor, you always are an actor.
Yep.
You know, he still does like What Women Want and The Grinch, and he's, you know, he's doing his thing. So, Mr. TJ, keep doing your thing. We enjoy watching you make a fool of yourself. And come out with another How High movie. That would be fun.
Are you ready for a fun fact?
Is there another How High coming out? Please tell me there's another How High coming out.
There is another How High 2 coming out soon.
Report graduation day.
Report says it's coming out this year, but I haven't really seen anything. So I'm thinking maybe next year.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it is in the works. And Red and Method Man have both said this is true. There's a script.
There's a script. So it's not filmed yet.
But they should be filming soon.
Okay.
If they haven't already.
I mean, it's not on their like IMDb yet, so it's only, it's barely like announced.
Yes.
So it's still got a whole lot of work to do.
Yes, but it coming.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, we'll see if Mr. Fred Willard is gonna be in this. Fred Willard plays. He's not the dean. The dean is different. He's the dude that he's the. I guess he's the recruiter. What would you call him?
But he fires the.
That's
dean.
That's true. Maybe I don't know what technically
he fires him.
Yeah,
so
he fires the dean. But like, what is his job?
But he went to their house to recruit them.
Yeah,
I don't know
exactly. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I don't know. But this man stays walking.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He be staying working.
Most memorably, you know him from Anchorman.
Yeah, I mean, among other things, but that, yes.
I mean, that's what I remember him from. Damn it, somebody get me a phone. Is there an Anchorman in the building? And Trejo's Tacos answers the phone.
Oh, he does? You called him Tacos?
Danny Trejo.
Can we go there tonight? I haven't been there. It is, people, it's today. April 4th is National Burrito Day. What? And I need to get me a burrito.
We're
going to
get us some late night burritos.
Yeah.
Something maybe around midnight or so.
I'll take it all night. I'm hungry.
Okay.
I'm already hungry. Yeah, he's done a lot of things.
Yes, he has.
He is a very straight, funny man.
Yeah. He is alumni of, I want to say, Second City.
Oh, shit.
And he still runs a, he's a, like a master of sketch comedy.
I can see that.
Yeah. So he either still runs or he created a group called the Moho Group, which is a comedy like workshop situation.
Okay, okay.
So
still doing it, giving back.
Fred Willard's doing his thing. I hope he's in part two. He should be.
I don't know.
Still slanging them hoes on the...
I don't know. It depends if they're still at school or not.
Yo, if I could pull off 6 years out of community college, I know I could get at least 12 years up in this month.
If I can get 6 out of a 2-year college...
But it's like 20 years now.
Has been... Shit.
2001?
I don't know.
If it comes out next year, it's like almost 20 years.
Damn, you're right. Well, that's just a simple writing of the script.
That's true.
You know, they're teachers now.
And they teach
that would be so great.
Weedology.
Yeah.
101.
Exactly. Baby Powder's teaching Pimpology 100 still.
One and two.
Uh-huh. If you don't pass this class, you become number two.
Mm-hmm. He was also...
Say it with me.
He was also in American Wedding, which we were talking about.
Yes, he is.
A Mighty Wind. 2003. Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. It's a mockumentary about like folk singers. It's a lot. It's like the people who did Best in Show. Have you seen Best in Show?
I haven't.
What? No. I believe he's in that
he's
too.
He's in that. Yeah, yeah, he's for sure in that. But I've never seen it, so I can't comment on
oh,
it.
Oh, it's just really funny mockumentaries. I'm sure people have seen it. It's just so funny.
Okay.
He's done voices on Monster House, which I like that movie. It's like a cute, scary kid movie. Like. I watched it with the girls and they actually weren't scared.
Okay, so it's like Hocus Pocus scary.
I don't know. The house is kind of scary. I thought it would scare the shit out of them because it kind of scared me. Oh, you know what I saw last night?
No.
People out there. Hello, people. I went and I saw Pet Sematary last night.
Mr. John Lithgow. Fuck that.
Please, do not waste your money.
Oh, it's bad?
It was...
They were building it.
I worked all night.
When you see the billboards and they say like the scariest movie in
it was
recent years or all time or something like that,
the first
you
hour,
know they're hyping it up.
The first hour of the movie, there was nothing scary. And the scary stuff happens in the last like 30 minutes of the movie. It's one of those where you're like, I had worked 8 hours and I got up and I was like, I'm going to watch this movie because I love scary movies. You know I love scary movies.
Come on, Pet Sematary. Us just came out. You can't compete.
Yeah, it cannot compete. And this makes me worried because Child's Play is coming out too. Child's Play. And I really want to see it. It's a reboot. And it looks really good though. You don't like scary movies anyway.
Babe, you want to go see Child's Play?
She said no.
But Chucky's in it.
No. Chucky used to scare the shit out of me.
You know how she's scared of Chucky.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She
and other
freaked
things.
Out even when Chucky was in Ready Player One.
Dang, he
we
was
saw
kinda,
it in the
he was kind of
like
scary.
Jumped in her seat.
He did like jump on someone and was like, meh, meh, meh. Yeah, so I get that. Are you gonna go see the next It with me?
No.
But there's clowns, babe.
But there's clowns.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Let's get back to the movie. I just wanted to tell people that that movie was horrible.
Okay, it's okay. Mm-hmm. So, let's talk about Mr. Jeffrey Jones.
Yeah.
You know who Jeffrey Jones is?
You know.
Vice President, or running Vice President. Is that what he's doing? Or is he running for president?
I thought he was Vice President.
He's the Vice President, but he wants to be president.
Maybe his president did, you know, two terms, mm-hmm. and then now it's his turn to do his turn. I don't know.
My first introduction to Jeffrey Jones was on Howard the Duck.
I was going to say, boo, no, boo.
Oh, Ferris Bueller? I mean, he's been in everything. He's been in Ferris Bueller. He's been in Howard the Duck. He's been in How High. He's in Who's Your Caddy?
Who's Your Caddy?
We got to do that shit one of these days. I don't know when opening day for golf is, but we're doing that shit.
He's in Heartbreakers.
Absolutely loves Who's Your Caddy.
I love
only
that.
For the bathroom scene.
Mm, do it.
Must like what you see. You must like what you see.
What?
Because you see your brother like me. And I break it down. And when I'm gonna stop, back to the beat. How you mama and them?
Okay, so he's in Heartbreakers. Mm-hmm. He's in Stuart Little, Sleepy Hollow.
Stuart Little, that's right.
Sleepy Hollow?
You name the movies I ain't never seen.
Tim Burton?
All right. I don't watch all Tim Burton stuff.
Well, last week...
He's a little acid trippy for me.
Last week, when you were having opening day here, eating hot dogs and drinking flights of beer, yes. I went to the Tim Burton bar here in Hollywood.
Wait a minute, you were in Hollywood and you didn't stop and say hello?
I didn't. But at the time, I got back to my car.
I mean, right now, I'm picturing you walking through the door like, who's having a podcast without me?
I was going to, but my friend got me extremely, extremely drunk, and I couldn't leave his house after
a while. That's what this for.
I couldn't leave his house. I passed out on his couch in mid-sentence. I was talking to him, and I was like,
You were on my level after you gave me that edible.
He did give me a lot of joints and shit. I was on that level, yes.
Okay.
And I woke up on his couch, and so...
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Nobia gave me an edible one time, and I could not get off the couch for 4 hours. It was bad.
I didn't realize how much
Smashley
was
at work. I ended up like...
I told him to cut it into fours, but maybe I did. I should have told him to cut it into six. I wasn't thinking, but I fucked him up, and... He called me.
I did.
Very high.
Well, you called me. I was not in a state where I could make phone calls.
Oh, I guess I called you.
I called you before it took effect.
Because
I was asking you for pictures.
Yeah, I was like, what's up? And you were like, can you just post a picture on Instagram?
I couldn't even post a damn picture on Instagram. It was so bad.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll post a picture. What's wrong with you? And he's like, I'm
fucking high, man.
I ate the edible you gave me. Then I called him the next day and he was still
high. I was all by myself. Yeah, and I had an audition
the next day. He was still high when
shit
I called him.
Me.
I was like, how are you okay?
And needless to say, I did not get that job and it was a callback. Shit, Ashley called me.
Okay.
Y'all left me home alone with an edible.
One, I was thinking of if I ate it. I wasn't thinking about if you ate it.
Wow.
If I ate it, I would have cut it in fours and been fine. But you ate it.
You smoke every day.
That's what I'm saying. That's
hey,
what
Hey.
Smoke weed every day.
I smoked since I was like 15.
I tried to get him to smoke before we started. But
not tonight. Maybe next week. I don't know. We'll see.
Next week you definitely will.
Oh, yeah. Next week's going to be interesting.
You definitely will. Okay. I'm sorry for hitting the tape.
It's right. Okay. Yeah, we're just talking about Mr. Jeffrey Jones. It's fine. What's your favorite part of Jeffrey Jones in this one? I mean, he's barely in it, but... I like when he's posing for pictures afterwards.
I like when they're posing for pictures too. Where he's like, "This is my boyfriend Jamal." And he's like, "Hey,
Mr.
Like,
President,"
taking mad pics. Yeah,
I'm right.
He
you're
was
right.
In The Crucible.
Mm. I mean, he can play some
which
sinister
is one
characters.
Of my yeah, The Crucible. One of my favorite
voice.
Love it. He was not a great person. Oh, House Guest, you remember that?
Remind me.
With Sinbad.
Yeah.
Phil Harmon, and they were like supposed to be friends, but he really wasn't friend. He was just hiding out.
Okay.
And he kept making up shit about, and then they liked him better than the real guy.
I got you. Yeah.
I used to watch that all the time
really
as a kid.
I don't remember that one too much.
I used to watch that all the time.
But speaking of Sinbad, you know who did a movie with Sinbad? Our next actor, Mr. Hector Elizondo.
Hector?
Alizando. He plays the rowing coach in this one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, my dude. And apparently this motherfucker is incredibly talented. Before he did his acting career, he played the bongos in a band. He was a standout athlete in baseball as well as, I want to say, basketball.
What?
He got recruited by the Giants.
What?
He was a ballet dancer. He
like Giants for like the baseball?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The New York Giants.
Oh, well, I don't know. Could it be? Wait, you're wrong.
Wait, where are the Giants from?
San Francisco.
San Francisco, that's right. So it's probably, yeah, it was baseball Giants, not football Giants.
Yeah, that's where they are.
I've
the
had
football.
Some drinks.
I know. You just threw me for a loop. I was
See,
like, yeah,
you
the
stole
New York.
My sneeze.
I was like, the New York Giants.
You stole my sneeze. I don't have to sneeze.
Good.
Anymore.
I was thinking about there's a way to stop sneezes if you hit like your head like this.
The fuck?
It like fucks up your nerves where they don't want to have to sneeze anymore. And
I mean,
literally
you just keep
almost
your eyes open, but
I literally almost hit you in the head to stop
you.
But
the
I didn't.
To stop my sneeze.
Yeah, if I just did like
the
that.
Fuck.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the reaction and you don't sneeze. Works all the time.
Okay.
Life hack. So
okay, well anyway.
Besides
Hector,
him being such a fucking amazing fucking dude, I always think of him as Joe because he's Joe in Princess Diaries.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's in Princess Diaries. I mean, I first saw him in, what the hell is that, Julia Roberts movie?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm.
When he plays the concierge.
He's also in Runaway Bride.
Yes, he is.
He's in both of the Princess Diaries.
He is in
And
both.
There is another one coming out.
Is there another one?
Yeah.
Aww.
I think it's her daughter is going to be a princess now because she's queen.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
I
say
see
let's
it
do
well,
it before
sorry.
Julie Andrews gets old and dead. We need her.
Don't say that.
I don't. Knock on your hand wooden table that nothing happens to.
Yeah. Long live the queen, Julie Andrews.
Oh, he does some voices on Alina of Avalon.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. Which is one of our nieces' favorite fucking show.
That's Rory's favorite, right?
Both of them.
Both of them love
Yeah,
it?
Dude. It comes on and they're like, yeah. They got a little guitar that plays her songs. Like, they love her.
Okay.
I love her, too. Oh, she's the, like, you know, the first Mexican Disney princess. She got her own show.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
So,
the movie that I was mentioning earlier that caught my brain was he was in Necessary Roughness.
Oh, yeah.
He plays a coach.
That's Especially, right.
He plays an asshole because he was a football coach. He was a football coach, he was a fitness coach, and he did ballet. Dude is multi-talented.
How old is this man?
He's old as shit.
He was born in 1936.
He's up there.
He looks so
like
fucking
in,
good.
Yeah, in like 91, he's playing the coach who has a heart attack, you know?
Yeah.
And homeboy is still kicking right now. So
he's like
that's what 80, happens when you do
he's like 80 something.
Athletics for all of your career, all of your life, and you eat well.
He's like 83 years old. He looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hector Elizondo.
It's that Mexican blood in him.
Yeah.
Good.
I hope I look as good as me.
And
man.
I love because he can pass for Mexican.
What?
And he can pass for white.
Can he?
I mean, think
he's got
he
a,
does.
He's got a thick coat of
he can get rid of his
tan on there.
Oh, I know what another movie I love him in.
Because technically, I believe he's Puerto Rican.
Okay.
He's from New York.
Oh, yeah. Or he's like Dominican, maybe?
Possibly.
He was in The Other Sister.
The Other Sister?
What? With Julia Lewis? And she's she is a special needs girl. And she meets another guy who's a special needs girl. And they go to like regular college to get like junior college together. And they fall in love.
But Hector is Puerto Rican. He was born in the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
Manhattan. Other Sister.
Yes, she was.
1999. Yes.
That's all my white people.
Yes. Diane Keaton plays her mom. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I just love Diane Keaton. Don't mention my wife.
That's your wife?
If I was born at the same time as Diane Keaton, we'd probably be married, yeah.
What's your favorite, like,
look at hers? She graduated from Santa Ana High School, went to Santa Ana College.
Oh, yes, I know.
I'm a Santa Ana boy.
So what's
We would have went to school together.
What is your favorite? She's still not married, so you can go get her.
Babe, are you okay with me marrying Diane Keaton?
No.
I am.
Damn.
I'm okay with that. I ain't gonna say nothing.
You hesitated.
She did think about it. She did. What's your favorite look of hers then?
Maybe First Wives Club.
Oh my God, yes.
Absolutely beautiful in that movie.
Yes.
But she's gorgeous in, What's that movie that she did
with... Annie Hall?
Not Annie Hall.
I like her in Annie Hall.
I've never seen Annie Hall.
The movie's whatever, but her style is cute.
Jack Nicholson movie. It's not as good as it gets. It's the other one.
Where she's naked in that one?
She is naked for a minute in that one. Yeah.
She still looks good, old lady. She's
like, I'm sorry.
He's like,
oh. Very sorry. Shit, I'm not sorry. God bless Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton. She's not in this, but she will be in one of our movies. Soon, I hope. I don't know.
Absolutely.
What's next month? Is that free month? We got a free month?
Is May a free month?
I think so.
When is musical month?
Oh, I haven't picked it yet.
I'm pretty sure that's June.
When's the Tonys?
I want to say June.
Okay, so May. We're gonna have to
look in our schedule.
May is a free month, so we can pick whatever we want. I might pick The Other Sister because it is such a good movie.
I'll watch it.
It might make you cry.
Like I don't cry every day.
All right, let's move on. So we done with the white people.
But our first leading lady you was put in a very white TV show.
Who's our first leading lady?
Because I'm Saved by the Bell.
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning and I think I'll never make it on time. By the time I get my looks and I get myself a look, I get the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right because I'm Saved by the Bell.
You still know the words?
Dude, I watch it as much as I can. Sometimes it's on Netflix.
It's on Hulu right now. Is that the one?
It comes on like TNT sometimes, just like random shit. And if I see it, I'm going to watch it. I've seen every episode of at least the first series.
Okay. Before they go to college?
Yeah, the college and all the other ones.
I've seen a few episodes of the college. And I watched only when it was on regularly.
And I did watch The Wedding.
There's a wedding?
Yeah.
Who gets married?
Who do you think gets married?
I mean, I'm sure Zach gets married, but to who? Kelly?
Of course.
I mean, he was with, what's her name for a while? What was her name? Lauren or something like that?
You can't stop love from junior high. For real.
Eventually they find their way back to each other.
I'm waiting for my junior high love to come back. So we can get married. No, he already has kids.
That's not a deal breaker.
For me?
Damn.
Okay, anyway. It's not a deal breaker. It's more of they have to be grown kids.
You got to be able to have a conversation with them?
No, like they're in high school, leaving high school, grown.
They're still in your life.
Yeah, but I don't have to do any raising.
Okay.
It's just mentoring.
You don't want kids?
No.
Okay.
If I get pregnant, how am I going to do the show? That's like a year
like
of me.
This.
That's a year of me not drinking? Okay. Making you cocktails for a year? Get out of here.
Come to Uncle Jason. Come to Uncle Jason. Come here. Oh, yeah. My baby. Oh. Look, this is how you hold your child right here.
You know how I hold my
child? Do it right.
I put him on a leash and we walk to the fucking park.
Do not put your kid on a leash.
Talking about my dog.
Oh, okay.
I just took our nieces to the fucking park and they were not on leashes.
You put my nieces on leashes.
I took our niece and our cousin, Little Nas, to the park. I took three of them.
Okay.
And they were not on leashes. But no, Will was there and he was on a leash. My
people
dog.
People do not put your kids on leashes.
You're just making it so we have something to laugh at.
Oh my God. So many jokes. So many jokes.
All right. Let's talk about it. So who are we on again?
We talked about Saved by the Bell because Miss Lark. How do you say her last name? Voorhees?
Voorhees.
Voorhees is in this.
Lark is such a weird name.
It is.
It's not even a female name.
What kind
of, I don't know. It sounds masculine to me.
Lark? I don't know.
Like, if I was like, hey, my friend Lark's coming, would you think it was a girl or a boy?
I would assume it's a girl because of her. Because I always knew that her name was Lark.
Okay.
Saved by the Bell, from watching all the episodes. And it's like,
I didn't know what her name was until. Like, I didn't know
Lark,
her name
AKA
until today.
Lisa Turtle, it. AKA Lauren in How High.
We have.
She likes them L.
Lark.
Names.
Oh, I do have a fun story. Fun fact about Lark.
Okay.
She said that her mom went to see a movie when she was 14, but she can't remember what movie it was. But one of the lead characters' name was Lark.
Ah.
And she
held she got her name?
Yeah, she held that with her.
I got you.
But Lark starred in the show Saved by the Bell in 1989.
Yes,
and
she did.
Saved by the Bell, The College Years in 1993. And Saved by the Bell, The New Class, as Lisa motherfucking
Holy
Turtle.
Shit, there's that many?
Yeah. And that's not even the wedding. She's in the wedding.
Of course
I know
she's
that.
In the wedding.
Let me ask you a question. Don't laugh. But does my ass look fat? No, I say put another one on the front of you just like it. I'll slap both the motherfuckers. But ow,
I wish you had another one in front of you, and I hit both of them. Pat ow, pat ow. That's such a compliment.
Peer pressure. No. I did do it once in high school.
I'm not a square.
Fuck if you're not, but.
So here's the fun fact. Mm. Lark is niece of.
Quincy.
Jermaine Jackson.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How?
He's been married before.
Okay. Niece through marriage, not through blood?
Well, then otherwise they would say she's niece to the Jacksons. That's or true. To Michael
just
or whatever.
Jermaine, so that not got it has to be on one of his wives' side.
With baby mamas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, say what? I was okay. Who's Jermaine Jackson? And I clicked on it. It was Jermaine Jackson. It was the Jermaine Jackson.
What other Jermaine Jackson is there?
I don't know. There's like a Randy Jackson. It's not like it's.
There's a Randy Watson.
Randy Watson.
One more time. Randy Watson.
Yes. Get on up.
So Lark is still continuing to work. I love her so much.
I'm going to call Lisa Turtle.
Lisa Turtle.
She was my favorite.
I mean, she also plays opposite Bill Bellamy in Def Jam's How to Be a Player.
She was my favorite in Saved by the Bell.
Was she?
Not okay. Only because she was black. Sorry. I mean, I identified with her because she was like, talented dancer. Uh-huh. She was very fashionable. And she was the rich one. Everyone else was made less money than her. When has that ever happened? And not in like real life. I'm talking about like her character. Her dad was like something that made a lot of money. So, I mean, when in the 80s did you see the black person make more money than white people? Lisa, motherfucking turtle.
I got you. I hear you.
She looks really weird now, though. I don't know if you see.
She doesn't look too bad.
What you're looking at is not what you're looking at.
That's not her recent, last known photo?
Hell no.
Don't tell me that.
She looks like a weird little Kim with all that like face weirdness.
Has she had some work done?
Yeah, she's had weird work done. And I think she's one of those people who are like skin conscious. So she looks like lighter than she already is.
Oh, babe.
Yeah, so.
Lark, stop it.
Stop it.
You're gorgeous. Just keep doing
Black
your thing.
Black is beautiful.
Black is beautiful. You're fine just the way you are. Let the wrinkles come.
And it's not going to come for a long time because you're black.
Look at Whitley from A Different World. She's gorgeous.
She looks good.
She plays the grandma roles now, but she's still beautiful.
Hey.
And she got the light skin. That's
she got
fine.
That light skin. She kind of reminds me of my grandmother.
Does she?
Yeah.
Whitley. Wait, Lark or Whitley?
Whitley.
Oh, okay.
Like, I feel like that's probably what my grandmother like looked like when she was young.
Was your grandma fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she got 7 kids. What do you think, man? Grandma, she don't know how to work podcasts. She ain't gonna hear this.
Yeah, but your dad's gonna listen.
That's not his mama.
Oh, that's true. Jeanette.
My mom, she doesn't listen to these. She asked why we cuss so much, so I don't think she's gonna listen.
Jeanette, I'm sorry. We've been drinking a little
bit. I told her that.
It all depends on the movie.
I told her that.
It all depends on the movie we're talking about.
And I said, Mom, just think of us as comedians. Comedians cuss all the time.
This is
rated
R podcast. We say shit on this podcast.
We say motherfucking shit. All right, let's move on.
We say wemma bitches.
Wemma bitches.
Real quick, one more. It's all one word. Wemma bitches.
Wemma bitches.
Wemma bitches.
Here's my bitches. You gotta say it together. It goes in together. Wemma bitches.
Wemma bitches.
Okay, check this out.
Smashley.
Wemma bitches. Fail.
Perfect.
Before we move on from Lark, I have to point out that she was in Boyz II Men's music video as well.
Which one?
What was it? End of the Road?
Dang, like the most saddest one of theirs.
Together. Uh-huh. She's in the car, and then she gets out of the car
and
in the
you
argument.
Know that I'm right.
Yes, absolutely.
We should be happy together forever. You
I'm not
and
hitting
I.
that shit.
had to like clench my butt cheeks for that one.
I'm done.
All right.
Oh my God.
It's time for me to make another. You want me to just pour a smidge?
No.
Just a smidge.
No.
What if I just like dab a little Hennessy?
Okay.
What if I just put a little bit of this?
Just a little bit of Hennessy. If I'm going to do anything, give me the low calorie Hennessy.
Okay.
That is not a smidge.
Oh my God, that was half an ounce I counted.
Your face? No, it was not.
God damn.
All right. Give me a piece of ice. Shit. Cocktails. Mm-hmm. Every time you ring that bell, I think of Fresh Prince. You're throwing everything in there? That's so much.
I just threw some raspberries and some ice in there.
So, people, the reason why I'm not drinking that much is because I'm going to be drinking later. We are going out tonight for one. And for two, I got to stay sober for some other activities. I got an audition later.
And he's got to make sure my drunk ass gets back here.
Yeah, and we got to get everybody back home safely. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Whatever, I'm going to kill the rest of this.
Do your thing. our next actor that we're going to talk about is Miss Anna Marie Horsford. Is that how you say her name?
I've never said her name. I just call her D.
D?
Yeah.
From the Wayans Brothers?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. D from D. the Wayans Brothers.
Or she's the mama from Friday. She's the mama
from She's the mama from How High. She plays a lot of mamas. She's the mama from Entourage.
She is the third mama in the Black universe TV mamas. She's like probably number three.
Okay.
Because you got...
It's different. It really is. It depends on what kind of Black mama you want.
Who are the other two Black mamas?
What's her name? Girl from Who's Your Caddy and from Think Like a Man. I can't remember her name right now. But the one that's...
What, on Blackish?
Is she on Blackish? I haven't really watched Blackish.
Boo.
Don't give me that
Boo. You say you were raised by a Black man.
I don't say that I have time to watch everything.
True that.
Hey, I can't remember her name at the moment, but you know who I'm talking about.
Wait, the one mama from
the one who this has Christmas, the son.
Loretta Devine. Of course, she Loretta is Devine definitely mm-hmm. one Black mama. And then the Black mama from Blackish. I can't remember her name.
I don't know her name.
She also is the mama in What Love Got to Do with It. She's the mama in everything.
Well, Annie Marie Horsford.
Horsford
is in this movie, and she plays the mama in this
Jennifer
movie.
Lewis. Is Jennifer that who you're talking about?
Is that who she is?
Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about this mama?
That is her. Yes, absolutely.
She number one Black mama.
Yes.
And then Loretta Devine.
She's the stern guiding hand mama.
If you guys are on Instagram, please follow her.
Shit.
She has a book. Oh, I didn't
know she?
She has a book called Black.
Being the Black Mama?
It's called Black Mama of Hollywood.
Okay.
And her Instagram is so inspiring. She's like me in like 40 years. This bitch, she plays.
But you don't want kids.
Exactly. She don't got kids either. I don't think.
Oh, she doesn't?
I don't think so. But she plays like the piano and she like sings songs about shit that's going on. Brandy's one of her favorite like friends that hangs out.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the, I don't want nobody fucking with me in these streets. Mm-mm.
I don't want nobody fucking with me in these streets, 'cause ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I mean, I like it.
She made some, it was a viral. Anyway, she's not in this movie. Let's get back to
other mama. Yeah, that was a long sidetrack.
I'm sorry. Because I love her so much, so we do have to do a movie with her because she's such a...
I mean, we're going to do Who's Your Caddy. We just talked about it.
Such a brother. She's in so much
of it. And Think Like a Man. We haven't done a Kevin Hart movie yet.
We have not.
Anyway.
So she is from Harlem.
Yes, she is.
And her mom said she always knew that she was going to be something big because she was a very talkative kid. So because of that, she would keep her in things like the community center, church, and after-school programs to just keep her out of trouble. And eventually, she went to New York City High School of Performing Arts.
Nice.
And did her shit, and that's kind of the basis of how she got started. Because she had so many credits.
I want to say Jesse Eisenberg went to New York City of Performing Arts.
I'm sure we've said a couple people that have been...
Yeah.
There, because if I lived in New York, I would definitely have been trying to get into that school too. She auditioned and got it. Hmm. And then we see her in movies like Friday and Hell High. I love her in Friday where she's like, look at her out there just showing her shit. She's like, hey girl.
Hey girl.
She's like, call me when you get home. She's like, okay.
She gives that look like, what the fuck am I calling you for?
Okay.
Bitch, we're not friends.
We ain't friends.
Cordial neighbors. That's neighbors. It.
Love her. But yeah, she's been.
Where she say, look at her. She ought to be ashamed.
She
of
ought
herself.
To be herself.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, so she's been in so many things. She was in couple episodes of Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. She's been in shows. She's been in Medea's Christmas.
Yes, she was in that.
She's mm-hmm. been in some episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
She did, yeah.
Which I love that show. She's just been in a bunch of things. New Girl.
She's constantly working. She's
constantly working.
And she's, you know, she stays in her pocket.
Our Family Wedding. I haven't seen that, but I heard it was good.
That was
It's like one. Jumping the Broom, where it was, but it's like black Mexicans.
Yes, exactly. So mm-hmm. that one's got America Ferrera.
My bitch. I love her. Love her. Do you watch Superstore?
I have, and it's pretty good.
She's hilarious. Yes. So, yeah, she's been in so many things. Mm-hmm. Everybody Hates Chris.
Everybody Hates Chris.
Everybody Hates Chris.
Who you want to talk about first? You want to talk about the Dean? I'm going to give you the option. Or Baby Powder.
I feel like we've already done the Dean.
Have we talked? I was going to say, we've talked about him. What movie did we talk about him in?
Life, Life.
That's right.
Life, Life.
That's what
life,
it is.
Life, Life. Because of that, I literally have nothing on him.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So what we're talking about is Mr. Oba Ba... Wait a minute. I got to see it in order to say it. Babatunde.
And literally, that's why I remembered why we did it, because when I was writing his name down, I was like, oh, we already mm-hmm. talked about this fool, because we were having problems saying his name.
Yes. Oba Babatunde.
Babatunde.
So he was in our Life episode.
As the narrator. One,
yes. He plays Mr. Willie Long. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he does a hell of a job and in both of these movies.
Yeah. He's super corny in this motherfucking movie. Till he has the like,
yo, baby, this is boring as hell. Yo, DJ, hit me.
Because he is a dancer. I'm sure we talked about that.
I believe we did.
That he okay, so where are we going?
If you want to get in depth with Oba Babatunde, look at our Life episode. But in the meantime, we'll talk about how he did in this one. So he plays the Dean. He also teaches a couple classes. His first introduction. And he is very, very whitewashed, Uncle Tom, straight-laced. Like, even our first introduction to him, Fred Willard asks him, he's like, why don't we have minorities going to Harvard? And he's just sitting there. He's like, why
drinking
ask me?
Drinking tea.
Drinking tea. He's like, why are you asking me?
What about Upchuck Kamaloo? Man.
Come on, man.
What about Upchuck Kamaloo? He's Eskimo. Why isn't he considered as a minority? And I brought him in.
He's like, we can't afford this dude. He's keeping his igloo cold all the time. He's breaking the bank. You know? And he's totally against Silas and Jamal from the moment he sees their pictures.
Yeah.
It's like, they look like mugshots.
They do, though. I mean, they're not the best. They're not the best pictures.
But, I mean, they score perfect scores.
I would be like, look, this is just some dudes from the hood who actually are smart. Yep. But they still have the mentality of the hood. And so I personally, if I was a Dean, because some people might think that I'm somewhat whitewashed, would take them under my wing and be like, look, I get what you're doing.
Yeah.
So let me show you, like, this is kind of what we need to do to get by. Like, yeah. You're going to have to turn down the projects.
A little bit.
And, you know, be more.
This is a different environment. Yeah. My dude, come on. Yeah. Come on in here. I'm going to, yeah.
But instead.
Even still. Take the meeting with them, at the very least.
At the set.
See where their head's at, even if it is in that...
He does take the meeting.
Well, unwillingly. He takes it because he has to. He's not willing to.
Well, they dropped Cheetos on his 19th century hand-woven tapestry.
Yes.
You mean his carpet? This is out of my personal collection. I got this in my travels to Nepal.
Man, I know the bitch that make these rugs. You know why Nina and them...
I remember that.
Yeah,
and Jamal's right there chewing on all those shits. What are all these bitches that old boy was talking about?
He's like, this carpet? I love it. I love this carpet. So, but yeah.
Cocktails. Every time you ring the bell.
You want to? Can we cheers?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Shit, you got me drinking so much.
I missed you. I got way drunker than I should have last week, and now I'm here.
We're going to go on a family drunk binge one this weekend.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, Oba Babatunde. What is your favorite scene with him? Like, even, like, I love when he eats the brownies and then he starts getting, he starts to regress into his former self. He's like, look who used to be black.
Mm-hmm. I just like his dance break. That's my favorite.
His dance break is great.
Even his wife was like, hey. And,
yeah, she can get down
his
too.
Little white wife. She was down.
Which makes me wonder if they met while he was still black.
Maybe.
Because she's dancing and she's going, what is it called?
That's
what, see, you gave me a second drink, and now I can't find the words.
It wasn't even a full drink.
But still, it was a lot of Hennessy.
Smash, she come give me.
She's matching him, you know, beat for beat. And so I wonder if, like, I wish they did a backstory on him. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like she caught him in the in-between.
Okay, in his transition.
In his transition from black to white. So she's like, ooh, he's like black and a little dangerous.
Uh-huh.
And then he just mellowed out into a white guy, and that was perfect for her. She's I should have been with a white guy. So, yeah, I liked her. She was funny.
I wonder how many of their lines were improv, because she, like, says to him, like, when they deliver the brownies and everything.
That's one of my favorite lines.
Like, yeah, this is from my old high school mom or whatever it's called. And he's like, she knew I love brownies. Like,
A little piece of heaven.
Better than mine?
Darling, I don't remember you cooking brownies.
Well, you're right, I don't.
I bet you money that was an improv line that they just happened to keep in there.
I love it.
But then he gets all ghetto on finding the motherfucker, ain't she?
Ain't she? She not. She. He's DJ, like, is this a model?
Drop that shit.
Drop that bitch.
And he just gets real 70s.
I lay me down to sleep. Ooh, I just can't find a thing. Flashlight. I know he was getting it. Flashlight.
I almost want to say it is time, but it's not time yet. We're going to talk about Mr. Mike Epps.
I did not write any fun facts about him because I feel like this is too small of a part for me.
It is too small of a part, so we're just going to talk about him in this because Mike Epps is Mike Epps.
Yes.
You know, we can talk about him in next Friday or some shit like that.
Or Sparkle?
Sparkle? What the hell is Sparkle?
Sparkle? Whitney Houston? Jordan Sparks?
Never.
It's a remake. It's a remake. I know you know the song. Giving him something he can feel. It's originally from
this. That's in Vogue.
Well, they took it from a movie called Sparkle that came out in, I'm going to say the 70s. And it's about kind of like a dream girls kind of thing where sisters that start a group and the lead girl is so beautiful and she marries this rich comedian guy who's like a corny comedian guy who's played by Mike Epps, who also is a abuser. So he plays a whole totally different like character than your. I didn't like it because I was like, that's not Day Day.
That's not Day Day.
That's not Day Day. Day-Day, is this your cousin?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Good, because you fired.
What? I'm fired? Yeah. Roach, you fired, Roach, too.
What did I do?
Dude.
Yep.
Peaky is the best. You shut up. Shut up. Right now. Oh, I heard that shit. Say it again. Say it again.
I always want to smoke into like a vacuum cleaner when I think.
Dude. Tell me Peaky isn't just like a dude that you just want to sit back and have a conversation with.
Yeah.
I saw that fool walking down the street. What?
I saw him
walking Hollywood Close Encounter?
Yeah, I didn't even talk to him. I was like Uber it, and I was driving. I was stopping at a stoplight, and I saw him walk across. And these like white ladies were like, "Oh!" And they like kind of stopped and like took a picture. And I was like, "Who the fuck is that?" I was like, "Oh shit, it's Pinky." So yeah,
I couldn't. Wait, does he really have the Jerry Curl?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
All wig.
Oh, shit.
I wish. That would actually be really funny. He had Jerry Curl and he was wearing pink.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
We'll talk about him another time. Mike Epps plays Baby Powder. He is the pimp of this movie. He's been pimping since pimping, been pimping and pimping.
Been pimping since been pimping since been pimping.
Since been pimping. Mm-hmm. He got himself a little assistant pimp.
Yeah,
like, I don't know how you say that, but it sound good, though.
And you come from a long line of assistant pimps.
The reason they call him Baby Powder is because if he's got to slap a bitch, he puts baby powder on his hands first.
Whack!
And what he does, he's got his assistant pimp hands ready with the baby powder. He's like, come on with it.
Come on with it.
Baby powder? Smell that is. You changing diapers?
So you could see that he slapped your ass. I like his assistant.
A lot of people get slapped with baby powder in this movie.
His assistant Pip is like fucking Jerome from...
That should have been added to the drinking game.
Every time he gets slapped?
Every time somebody gets slapped with baby powder. Come on with it.
Even at the end, the whole
Even
school,
at the end, the whole school, class. The whole class gets slapped with baby powder.
Not yourselves. Yeah. We talked about him in Love and Basketball being related.
We did talk about him. He is the brother of Omar Epps.
Yep.
In Love and Basketball.
Yep. All right, so...
Shit.
You got any fun facts about baby powder?
About baby powder? I don't. I just love him in this movie.
He does a good job.
Especially if when the Asian dude is walking up and he's listening to Wu-Tang. He's like, what you listening to?
I bring the ping, the ping, the ping, the ping. I don't listen to that Chinese shit.
He starts sea-walking.
Yeah. I like where he's just like...
Oh, my police, your Halloween costume. If you pimp... You broke pimp.
Yeah.
You got the voice down, but your clothes no good.
Oh, my God. We didn't even talk about them. We should. I'm going to go back and do a little something with Method Man and Redman, or I should say Jamal and Silas's roommates.
Yeah.
Before we talk about everybody else. I mean, basically.
I totally forgot to put them on.
You probably forgot to what?
Put them on my list of people. You're so right.
I mean. Well, we'll just say that they did a hell of a job.
They did.
They did. They Young did. Prodigy.
Young Prodigy.
In love with modern hip hop, you might say.
I used to, when I was young, I used to watch my dogs hump. Oh, we had God. A good time.
I got 2 inches of hard dick for you.
She's like, I work with you, baby. Come on.
She's trying to get that money.
I work with you, baby. Yeah.
And then he ends up claiming them for himself.
He came and get his, like, his bitches.
Baby powder gets the little white girls that are like, oh, we're virgins.
They're like, ooh, he is so fine looking at fucking Tay Diggs' fine ass. He is fine, though. Ooh.
All right, ooh. Digress. My dude gets them ladies.
Can I also throw some cameos out here while we're thinking
about I thought you were going to throw something about Tay Diggs.
We don't have one of his movies, but... Musical month? Oh, Rent?
We are doing Rent. We are doing The Best Man. Absolutely.
We're going to do both Best Man.
Yes.
In the Wood?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, he's in the Wood.
I'm thinking Black
Man. He's got to stay clean, though.
So we have Amber Smith.
Amber Smith.
She is the women's studies professor.
Oh, you're right.
She is okay. A 80s and 90s model.
I got you.
/ B-rated movie star.
What's wrong with you?
Robin.
Robin, come here, my puppy. What's the matter?
She's like, no one's talked about me this entire episode. Shh. So, yeah, we have her.
She's still having medical problems.
I know. We also have Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan is in this. I didn't talk about him because he's kind of a small part on this.
Well, I mean, I just wanted to mention that he is in it.
Uh-huh.
With his pork chops a chunky.
Pork chops a chunky.
And he's in the Field of Dreams.
All mama. Go get me some pork chops a chunky.
Yeah. I like he's like,
hello, ma. It is a lamp. And this is where you turn it on at. Excuse me.
Lie to me, boy.
And he does the pork chops a chunky with Stan.
Yeah.
I don't know what is it? Goretta Morris.
Uh-huh.
Is that how you say it?
Yes.
I'm hungrier than five.
Well, who are you and what you doing in my house, Jack?
I wait for pork chops or chunky. Whether you're black or a hunky or in between, you love pork chops or chunky.
As much as I love him as an actor, I met that dude and he's a dick. Hollywood Close Encounter, I met my man and told him that I really appreciate his work and this, that, and the other. He was a dick. Straight dick. And this was right when he was starting to get on Two Broke Girls.
Oh,
you know.
Well, we have to give him some sort of props because he was the first black person on Saturday Night Live with, at the time, one of the current black people on Saturday Night Live doing a small sketch.
Left a sour taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, because I was so excited. Yeah, I was like, too. Oh, man.
I just wanted to throw that out there because there was two black Saturday Night Live people being in one little sketch.
I got you.
Pork chops are chunky. Yeah, and he does the little Field of Dreams, Tracy Morgan.
Yes, he does.
He's like, yeah, you got some nice titties. And the kid's like, what titties? I love it. Okay, but those are just the cameos that I could think of.
For sure. I don't know if there's any other cameos in there. I don't think there is. And we couldn't get to everybody, unfortunately. Like, we didn't even talk about my man who played the assistant pimp, you know.
I don't even know who that fucking is.
But anyway, it is time.
Well, we do have Be Real.
Be Real.
From Cypress Hill.
Be Real makes a cameo.
Cypress Hill makes a cameo.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
It's his time?
It's his time.
Who? We totally missed somebody.
Who did we miss? We got everybody.
No.
Who did we miss? I mean, maybe.
Jamie.
Who the hell is Jamie?
That's Redman's. That's the president's daughter.
Oh, I skipped over her. You're right. My bad. And I should not have Miss Essence Adkins.
Yes. And she's been in the game for a long ass time. Very long time.
She's one of those girls that does not look her age.
She don't. And she started on The Cosby Show. She had an episode of there.
She did.
She worked she works a lot with the Wayans brothers.
She does.
Or the Wayans in general.
Uh-huh. She's in Are We There Yet as well with...
she's in the Horror House movies. She's in that... Marlon, like the new TV show.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't she play his wife? Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Marlon Wayans.
But what TV I show? Remember her in is
Smart Guy. Smart Guy.
97 to 99. Of course you do. And she did a couple episodes on Moesha. And then she got her own show called Half and Half. Do you remember that one on UPN?
I do not remember that
From 2002 to 2006. It was like about two sisters that were half sisters, but they weren't only half sisters. They were both half black and half white. And it was like them trying to. It was okay. It was good. It was on for a couple seasons. And yeah, so she constantly stays working. I love her. I think she's hilarious.
I think she's gorgeous.
She has a very unique voice that, like, when I hear it, I know it's her.
That's true.
You know? And like you said, she's ageless. She looks, I don't know how old she is. She looks like she's in her 30s, but she must be in her, like,
she's
40s.
She's pushing 50.
Is she really?
She's born in 72.
Dude! Yeah, so she looking good. She looking good.
Yeah, she's like 46, 47 right now.
Even half black don't crack. And that is why her father
There's
is.
There's a lot of New York natives in this movie, actually, because she's a New York native as well.
Yeah. And our two lead people East Coast.
East Coast rappers.
Yeah. Are we moving to them? Is it time for them?
Let's talk about them. Let's talk about Essence Adkins, we love you.
Can we talk about Redman first?
Sure.
All right. So
I would assume so. I mean, as much as this is Method Man and Redman, Redman seems like the dominant character.
Only because I will say that he actually has a acting career.
That's true.
That's why I saved him for last. Because he's like not only a rapper, but he is an actor. A real actor.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah. So let's talk about Redman.
That being said, Redman did kill it in this movie.
He did so good as Jamal.
He did a hell of a job in this
movie. Bart. He's just like all over the part. We about to get kicked the fuck out. Like everything he says is just so funny.
Everything.
I'm a ghost. And he like hits his hand on the car and he's like,
ow, shit. Man, I must not be high enough, nigga.
He a ghost, man.
Cool, that explains everything.
Got me run around here trying to put my hand through shit. Okay, so are you going to hear some fun facts?
Give me the fun facts.
I feel like he had some inspiration for playing Jamal.
Do you think he did?
Let me tell you a little something.
Okay.
So Redman was expelled his freshman year from Montclair State University.
State University.
Yes. So go Red Hawks, or formerly known as the Indians. So he is a intelligent guy because he's going to this university at the age of 16.
Damn.
So he's a smart guy. But he got expelled in 87. So he didn't, for not going to, showing up in class. Like, you know, his character. So he had to move back with his mom, which he did not like and didn't want to do. And his mama ended up kicking him out for selling coke.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Is that all mama?
Is that all mama?
She's like, yeah, get shit. Okay, so he would go on to be an MC and a DJ.
Yes, he was.
For parties all over New York City and New Jersey. And one day he was pulled on stage by a friend from the group EPMD.
What?
Do you know them? I'm sorry.
You got to chill.
Oh, is that their song? I figured I knew who they were. I just didn't know their name. So EPMD,
relax,
one of the guys there.
Let the concert be free. I think it was down to the sounds of EPMD.
That's right. So I think the E of the EP pulled him on stage, and he did this freestyle rap about him as a rapper.
I got you.
From A to Z.
Oh, nice.
Blew him up. And from then on, he signed and became a rapper off of that one, like, freestyle. Because he is very clever. And I like his raps because he talks about pop culture shit and movies and TV shows. And if you're a big person into movies and TVs like we are, when you hear some of these things, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's that's very creative you got how me. You weave things in there like that.
Yes. And then Redman and Method Man met and became fast friends. And they started making music together. Yes, which we hear some of their songs in this movie.
Most famously.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Microphone check. So anyway, we can't get into it.
And they also do, I get so high. So high that I could kiss the sky, Okay.
Smoke, cheaper.
I know.
You know they did a series together.
Oh.
A TV series called Method and Red.
That was my next fun fact.
Throw it out there.
They got together and did a TV show in 2004 called
Method and Red.
Yes. And I watched it. It only lasts for a season. It was kind of like How High, where it was these urban rappers that move into high class neighborhood in New Jersey and try to blend in. It was kind of like How High. It was funny. It just only lasted a year. But I do remember watching it. So Redman, Methman, if you guys are listening, I supported y'all. I did. If you would have had another season, I would have watched it.
Yes.
But you did.
Absolutely. Yeah. And right now, it says that he's filming Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. I don't know if they're just like sampling his music or he's actually in the movie.
He probably is in the movie.
I would hope so.
I love them.
Yeah. So
Reboot? Like they're not going to use them?
Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. So
is Jay and Silent Bob in it?
It's got to be Jay and Silent Bob. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah. If it's a reboot with other people playing them, I'm not watching.
No, of course not. It has to be Kevin Smith. Then you know it's not worth it.
Dude, we legit just watched Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Not you, but me and some of my friends.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I was like, I forgot how funny this movie was.
I will fact check.
Tell me, I want to know because if it's rebooted with some other fuckers wearing a long wigs and
it's
trench coats,
directed by, written by Kevin Smith.
I don't care about that. I want to know who's playing
Silent Bob. Rosario Dawson is going to be in it.
From Clark.
Shannon Elizabeth is going to be in it.
From
Joe Manganiello is going to be in it. You know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
He's in Marvel. He is from the Spider-Mans. He's in Magic Mike.
That's all you had to say, bitch. He's married to What's-Her-Face.
Yes. So Kevin Smith is playing Silent Bob.
Then it's... I'm dead.
Justin Long going to be in it.
Ooh, I love him.
I love him too.
I do have one more fun fact about Redman if you want to hear it.
Give me it.
In 2015, Red released his clothing line, and it's a 420
inspired
clothing line that have a bunch of t-shirts, hats, and shit like that. So I might get some.
I like that.
I like 420 shit if they're clever. Yeah, when they're clever, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, when they're clever, it's fun.
If it's just like a pot leaf, I'm not going to just rock a pot leaf.
That's very 95.
Yeah. But if it's a pot leaf and Bob Marley's face is coming out of it, then I'll wear it.
Okay. Which Method Man plays Bob Marley in this, if I'm not mistaken.
Bumble clock. What do you mean?
When he's rolling up in his little...
Buick
Regal he was driving?
His fucking... Both of their cars backfired. Smoke ass.
That's the ghetto.
You know? Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. I've had a car or two just like that.
No.
Just like that. Matter of fact, my truck is still like in that era.
I'm lucky to have the most amazing father in the world who keeps me on the road with cars that aren't going to fucking backfire on me.
Hey, there's something about those cars though.
Yeah.
Buick Regals, those Oldsmobiles.
He was playing Bob Marley when he pulled up, though.
He was.
He was like, Bumble Clock.
And then Red Man is playing Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was a friend of mine. Bow, 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 bow.
I know. They had so many good songs in this
movie. They did. I wonder how they got the rights for those. I mean, on a $12 million budget?
It's a pothead movie.
It is a pothead movie.
I bet Bob Marley people would be like, all right.
Maybe they were able to swing a few things.
That's true. Yeah.
You know.
They know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. Yeah. Who's like Bob Marley's niece.
For sure.
All right. You want to move on to?
M-E-T-H-O-D.
Man. Yep. So.
Let's talk about him.
Method Man. He is one part of the amazing, the legendary rap group Wu-Tang.
I knew you were going to do it.
Wu-Tang. And if you don't know who Wu-Tang...
Why are you doing the Wu-Tang like the Asian dudes from Chappelle?
That's why I was doing it. Just like the Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang. I came to bring the pain. All court to the pain. We don't listen to that Chinese shit.
Cash rules everything around.
Cream is the money. Dollar bill, y'all. If you don't know who Wu-Tang is,
you need to ask somebody.
You better ask somebody. Absolutely. And they're probably going to put baby powder in their hand and slap you because your ass don't know who Wu-Tang is. For real. Even my dog has a Wu-Tang shirt.
Hardcore for the pain. Dude, don't even start. We should have listened to that before we started. Ooh,
we're going
to
play it now once we're done. We're almost done.
Right, meow.
Okay, so... And he was always front and center of the Wu-Tang. You know, he's a big personality. And his flow styles are, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Him and I believe RZA are the only two that have solo songs on the first Wu-Tang album. Show you kind of how good he is.
Sure.
And he was the first one of Wu-Tang to have a solo album.
Was he?
That's what Wiki said.
Get it.
Yeah. So, you know, he realized that this was, you know, something he wanted to do. And once he goes solo, he still stays with Wu-Tang. Mm-hmm. But he also had some albums with...
Who?
Redman.
I was like, I mean, I know who we're talking about, but...
With Redman.
You throw me out there like...
I'm sorry. He had some albums with Redman. Uh-huh. And they had some songs that are also featured in this movie. And Method started his acting career in HBO's Oz.
Is that where he started?
That's his first thing. And then he moved on to being in The Wire. And
my first memory of him is in Soul Plane.
Oh, dude.
And I like him in that.
No, you got to tell me. His first big role is in 1998's Belly.
Oh.
Come on.
I only saw that once. It wasn't really my thing.
Really?
I don't know.
That's a hood classic.
I know, but I was a kid when I watched
it. You got to watch it again then.
Maybe.
It's a hood classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rashad. Really, I bought it for Christmas for Rashad one year.
Did you?
Yeah, because I know it's a good one.
Okay.
So that's kind of where you got to stop. And then now he's popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
I saw him in a Luke Cage episode.
He was in
Luke Cage. See him here, we see him there.
He said that Orange is the New Black. He did a guest star for like a season, I want to say.
Oh, was it the last season? Because I didn't watch that one.
I don't know if it was the last season, but he was in Orange is the New Black.
And, he shows up in...
The Deuce, the HBO series.
You know
he's in that, right?
He's Rodney. Yep. And
what?
Oh, Shaft, right? We were just talking about that he's gonna be in Shaft 2.
The new Shaft. He's playing a character called Freddie P.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're like replacing.
Did you see the trailer yet?
I haven't. We've talked about that last time. Yeah. You gotta show it to me.
I'm gonna put it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, people, we gotta go. She's gonna show me.
Camera cocktails.
No. He's got a lot of projects out right now. So he's doing Shaft. He's doing something called Once Upon a Time in Staten Island, which I don't know if he's a producer or not, but I do know that he's from Staten Island.
Yep.
So he is a producer on it?
He's from Staten Island.
Okay. And he is also in the Jay and Silent Bob reboot. So again,
so him and both Red?
Him and Redman are in there, which means they may be sampling one of their songs.
Or they could run into them.
Or they're running into them, which would be cooler.
Because, I mean, why wouldn't they're potheads.
Yeah, that's true.
It's perf. I don't know. I'm keeping my finger crossed for that because that's what I would want. But, yeah.
Wasn't he also in Staten Island Summer? Did you ever watch that movie?
I don't know what that is.
It's a fun movie about Staten Island. He was in Staten Island Summer. He's doing a movie called Moving Day, which I'm hoping... Strangely enough, is a remake of Richard Pryor's Moving Day. Because I think that would be so great.
Him as the dad fucking making
it. He's not playing that character.
Or he's a mover.
No, he's playing Officer Harper. I don't know what that means. But if it is a remake of Moving Day, that's great in itself. That would be fucking hilarious.
Oh my God.
Because we still talked about... How many times have we talked about Moving Day on this podcast?
Just movie. It's called Moving.
It's called Moving?
Richard Pryor?
Yeah.
It's just called Moving.
Oh, okay. Well.
Well, I just want...
This one's called Moving Day.
Well, we've talked about Moving a cajillion times.
We have.
We have to put it on the list.
Gotta put it on
the list. I don't know when, but it's coming up.
I don't know.
It's coming up because that movie's hilarious.
Talk to us, people. Tell us what you want to see. If you want us to talk about Moving Day, we can do that.
I want we sharpened a pencil. Like, that's what I mean. Okay.
I'm out. You're out?
I'm out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, to be honest with you, there wasn't a lot of fun facts in this movie.
It's not a lot of fun facts. However, the end credits are hilarious in themselves.
Hilarious.
If you like end credits, cut!
Cut, goddammit! Every
time, Red Man is like, cut, motherfuckers, turn off that water.
Turn off this goddamn water. He's all pissed. Well, it's his time.
It is time.
You know what time it is?
I do know what time it is.
It's time for Z for the people.
I got you. I got your timing down.
Ooh. Okay, so today we are talking about the NORML Foundation, and it is a nonprofit foundation that was established in 1997.
Is that spelled normal?
I guess. It was all capital. The A? It was all capital, so
N-O-R-M-L?
I didn't know.
NORML? Normal?
Normal?
Okay.
Foundation? Shut up. It is a nonprofit foundation.
Sorry,
I didn't make this up.
I'm sorry, Junior.
It was established in 1997. And to better educate the public about marijuana policies and assist victims from the laws that are still in this country against something that should be the same as fucking alcohol.
Sure.
And they also educate the benefits of marijuana, which I personally have done some research on, seeing that it does help. THC does help people with Parkinson's disease. Stop them from shaking.
Absolutely.
People with cancer to help them not be nauseous and to eat.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's so many.
There's many, many benefits.
Many benefits to
cannabis.
Cannabis. Not necessarily marijuana, as in smoking the flower, mm-hmm. but there are drops. There's oils.
There's CBDs. Oil. I just rubbed some on Ashley's neck because she was.
I know,
she's
poor.
She's been ailing.
Ashley's got that crook neck.
Yeah, I don't know if she slept wrong or what.
Yeah.
But she hasn't been able to turn her head left in like 2 days.
Lotions and soaps and all that stuff, the food, and it's just, it does help you. Mm-hmm. And it is villainized for no reason. Do you know why it's villainized?
Because they couldn't make money off of it yet.
Because hemp, which is a cousin to marijuana, can be used for anything. Oils, lotion, paper, clothes. It would put...
America had to get their paper first. That's all it is.
It would totally put the paper industry and all those other industries out of business because it's easier and faster and better to grow hemp. So they villainized it in, especially in the 20s with Reefer Madness, mm-hmm. to make it seem like, you know, hey, this is the worst thing that could possibly happen to Americans.
Liars.
When really, it's one of the best things.
It's one
if you're
of
not
the best
a pot
things.
Smoker, I That's totally fine. Understand it. But you do have to understand that there are healing points to this. And it's not just potheads saying this stuff. It's real.
It's
science.
Just a plant.
It's like,
it just grows like that.
And God put it here for you and me. And,
and if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
Yep. Munchies, hungry, sleepy, tired. What is that?
That's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit chemically.
You got
to
mix it.
You got to mix it up. Add water, baking soda. I don't know the recipe.
I'm just saying. He know the recipe.
That's some shit you got to do to it.
If you ain't got no teeth, you know the fucking recipe.
Sorry, I had to go Cat Williams for mm-hmm. a minute.
So, yeah. And that is my foundation. So, please go to the NORMLFoundation.edu.
Go to NORML.foundation. Don't listen to my drunk ass.
Okay. We fucking made it through How High, you guys.
We're getting better, people. We're only, you know, we're speeding through these.
We're trying.
I know 2 hours is a long time to listen to.
I don't know. I listen to some 2-hour podcasts out there.
Sometimes.
But if they're interesting. And hopefully we're interesting, though.
I hope you like us.
I hope you like us.
If you do, please rate us on Instagram and iTunes and whatever platform.
Rate and review us.
Follow and subscribe. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Helps us keep the lights on.
Send us your emails of your close encounters.
Yeah.
Even if the person is a dick, like fucking what's his face. Please tell me, because I want to know who to avoid. So please send please send us emails at lightscameracocktail@gmail.com.
Get that S out of there.
Follow us, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You got it. Lights, Camera, Cocktail Podcast. grab your friend's phone who loves to drink, who loves movies, and subscribe to us so that they
have to listen
to us.
Give me your phone.
Bitch, you think you know about alcohol? Zenobia got some herstory for you. Tell them that.
And you gotta get like baby powder on them.
Yeah, smack it.
Where my bitches?
Where my bitches?
Where my bitches? You better bitches. Not a never.
Near
how you say that over there?
Near never. Not a never.
Say it with me. Not a never.
Not a never. I like how you say that. That's funny.
Motherfucking baby powder.
All right, so it is 420 months.
Yes, it is.
So we are going to do our line for next week's
our scene movie. For next week.
Next week is my birthday, you guys.
Yes, it
I'm
is.
Going
Happy
to be,
early birthday.
Thank you.
You're going to be out of town.
I am. I'm going to be.
She's going to try and make it back, though. She's going to try and make it back for this episode. If she's not, we're going to have a couple of knuckleheads on the podcast.
But I'm going to really try because I really love this movie. So
it's a great movie.
I will be 29 for the fourth time. And
nice. Fourth? I like how you throw that out there. Oh, how old
yeah,
are you
fourth really? Time. For the fourth time, I will be 29.
Is
and
that what you say?
Yes.
Okay.
And I will be spending some time with some friends in Vegas. But I will be heading back on Vegas on the day that we record. So if I'm not too fucked up, I will make it out here. And I'm...
If you make it out here, I can't make no promises. I'm just...
Whatever. If I make it out here, there better not be anyone in my bed.
The fuck? Who the fuck Boom. Is staying over here?
I don't know. I don't give a shit. All I know is I'm going to be there.
Okay.
So
these fools live in LA that we're inviting. Oh, that's it. They're not fucking staying the
whatever,
night.
Whatever, whatever, whatever.
Shit.
Okay, so
God damn.
Are you ready?
No. Shit.
We practice this.
We practice, but
you got
that
this.
Was two Hennessy's ago.
You're like, fool, that was 4 hours ago. We practiced this shit.
If two Hennessy's and 4 hours ago. Shit.
I'm on like three Hennessy's. Let's do this.
Alright, we practice this. We're trying to get better at these people. You know, more performance. Oriented, but let's see what we got here. Are you ready?
I'm trying to get in my character, man.
I give you a minute.
All right, let me get in my character, man.
All right, go ahead and get in your character.
Can I go outside?
No, you.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I'm gonna go as soon as we're done. As soon as we're done with this, I am going outside. So let's do this.
Okay. Okay. Here we go.
I gotta do it like this, man.
Yeah, you kind of do. Okay, and
I feel like that Muppet from the chick who's part of the band who's like, you know, the Muppets? Like Jim Henson's Muppets? Like
I can't think about Jim Henson's Muppets.
I'm sorry.
Right now. I gotta channel the character too.
Sorry, man.
You know, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
God damn, man. What was in that shit, man? I never smoked no dope like that in my life, man. That's some heavy shit right there. I mean, I've smoked a lot of shit, man, but god damn, man. That's heavy shit, bro.
You okay, man?
I can't breathe, man.
What's the matter?
I can't breathe, man.
Well, here, man. Let me give you something to mellow you out, man.
I never smoked like that shit, no, nothing like that before in my life, man.
Yeah, take these, man.
What? What's this?
Just take them. Hey, man, don't take those, man.
What?
I almost gave you the wrong shit.
Hey, man, I already took them. What do you mean? Oh,
wow, man.
Hey, what was that shit, man?
You just took the most acid I've ever seen anybody take in my life.
Hey, I ain't never had no acid before, man.
Gee, I hope you're not busy for the next month, man.
That shit gonna make me die, man.
Yeah, man.
Woo! What? All right, people.
We
that
hit
is-
it and quit it. Hit it and quit.
We're only doing one from now on.
One
take.
And done.
Whether it's good or bad, it's one take. All right, people. That is our episode. We got in under 2 hours.
What?
Well, so yeah. So you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you listening to us. Please keep listening because we love doing this. We hope you enjoy listening to it.
I enjoy listening to it, yes.
You listen to us too.
Yeah, I laugh.
You might be our biggest fans. Who knows?
Sad.
No, it is. Shit, we funny. But we will see you guys right here next week on another episode of Lights, Camera, Cocktails.
Do it with me. Popcorn, play us.